I was speaking with Tim Wandra a couple of months ago regarding the vote, and one of the biggest things, kind of moving away from the construction side and more to the financial side of things, he said that there was a dramatic drop in what the property tax would be for residents if this bond passed. Can you kind of explain what that impact would be, maybe from the last bond that was proposed to this one? Because we're still talking $30 million, but according to Tim, when we spoke, it is a much different impact on an individual taxpayer.
That's correct. In previous bond requests, the $27 million and then the $30 million, our original tax impact for the project to a homeowner, what we talk about for assessed valuation, there's a difference between market value and assessed value. So if you want to sell your home, you put a sign in your front yard and you sell it for market value. That's not what you pay taxes on. You pay taxes on an assessed value, and that's about 55% of your market value. So in the past, the tax impact for the project was anywhere from 86 cents to 97 cents per 1,000 assessed valuation. Because of the time that has passed and the financial state of where the district is, as well as assessed valuations in Lee County have increased, the assessor has gone on and done new evaluations within the last 8 to 12 months. Those have increased, and our levy rates have are at a higher level. Due to those variables, the actual tax impact for the bond has been reduced from 97 cents per 1,000 assessed value to 16 cents per 1,000 value. So on our, if you go to our school district website, there is bond information that you can click on. You can actually put the assessed value of your home in our bond calculator, and it will tell you what your taxable value is. And then it will tell you what your annual tax increase will actually be for this bond. So as an example, if your home is assessed at $100,000, not market value, not that's assessed. So,
and that's the standard that it seems a lot of people use, is that home with the assessment of $100,000. What are we looking at?
Right. So for a home that's assessed at $100,000, the annual tax increase to your tax bill over and above what you paid last year would be $8.33 per year.
And it was probably looking, if we're talking from about 80 some to a 16 cent, we're probably talking about 40. So we're probably talking about an 80% cut, and that's just due to the assisted valuation. And so does it have to do in part with the district receiving funding from the fertilizer plant? I mean, that's something that we know the county talked about that a lot with the pilot payment in lieu of taxes. Is that benefiting the district when it comes to these numbers?
Yes, that has benefiting the district. So the fertilizer plant, the pipeline, the increased assessed evaluations of homes within Lee County, that is all, those have all been changes that have put the district in a more positive financial position to allow us to be able to decrease the tax impact for the bond referendum.